This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to spend the first four or so minutes of this radio program trying to decipher the past 4 days, our weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond. Very Wall Street today. Cardiff Garcia is here from the blog FT Alphaville. Catherine Rampell from the New York Times as well. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So, Catherine, 200 and some odd points on the Dow, which I thought was interesting because there was not a lot going on, actually, today to make this happen. It makes you a little uneasy, doesn't it?
Well, there were a few profit reports that came out. We got numbers from GE, from McDonald's, from Microsoft that were all kind of disappointing. So I have a feeling that investors got kind of spooked by what they were seeing on that front and otherwise extrapolated to the rest of the market.
Cardiff, what do you think?
Yeah, a little bit of perspective here. You know, the market went up a lot in the first half of the week. It went down a lot in the second half of the week, and we're about to where we started, right? But I think Catherine's right. Probably what happened was driven by earnings reports. I'm not worried for a couple of reasons. One is that I'm not really a big shareholder in anything. But two, you know, I think this is the result of a couple of things. One is that global growth appears to be slowing, so American companies that sell things overseas aren't selling as much as we'd hope. But another is that they're also not able to cut costs the way they used to in years past. And in some ways, that's actually a good thing, right? It means that they're not firing as many people. So it's something to worry about if you're a shareholder. But in terms of what it tells you about the U.S. economy, I think it's fine.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, with the caveat, Catherine, that the economy is not the Dow and the Dow is not the economy, doesn't the prospect of corporate profits that disappoint mean bad things?
Well, it's interesting. We've seen kind of a split in the last few weeks between what's happening on the business front versus what's happening amongst consumers.
Yeah.
And a number of surveys and other indicators of consumers and consumer spending have actually been pretty good. So despite what these big multinational corporations are seeing in terms of slowing growth, largely coming from Europe and the rest mm-hmm. of the world, American consumers are actually looking a little more enthusiastic and a little more upbeat.
Hmm. All right, Cardiff, let me flip this on its head and take you back to yesterday. This news about Google, first of all, that it posted its profit report early, but most importantly, it didn't make its numbers. So that's Google with a lousy report. Microsoft shares are down. Apple shares are down. I mean, can you say tech bubble, anyone, or no?
That's hard to say right now. I mean, I would probably separate the problems that other companies are having with the problems that these tech companies are having, right? These problems are more a result of an evolving business model. So a lot of people are switching their preferences from PCs, personal computers, to mobile stuff, so smartphones and iPads and things like that. And part of the reason that Google disappointed was because advertisers don't pay as much for the ads that they place online. But you
right.
know what? Google has access to this market. And in the long run, I think they'll be fine. Might be a temporary blip. I'm a little bit more worried about Microsoft because what happens on PCs and the software they sell, it's really their bread and butter. So there, it's a little bit harder to say.
You guys are totally like raining on my parade, man. Everything I suggest, you guys are just poo-pooing. So, Catherine, I will actually open the floor. How are you feeling? Let's do the occasional Marketplace Weekly Wrap series that we call Gut Check. How are you feeling? What's your sense of how the economy is?
About the economy?
Yeah.
About job growth?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, you know, there are a number of indicators showing that consumers are feeling pretty good about things. And it's taken a really long time for consumers to start feeling more optimistic about the economy. If consumers are feeling better, they start spending more money, you know, that should lead to more hiring down the road. So I guess I'm a little more upbeat than I usually am. I'm usually sort of a sad Eeyore type about the economy, I feel like, when I do the rap. But lately, there have been, you know, some glimmers of hope. I mean, the economy is still growing very slowly, too slowly for comfort. But like I said, there's a maybe a silver lining out there, at least if you look at what households are doing.
All right, Cardiff, are you Eeyore or are you Tigger, man? Help me out.
Now, I'm with Catherine on this one. I'm feeling pretty good.
All right.
And to everything she said, I would add what's happening in the housing market.
Things are looking a little bit more encouraging.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think that's related to what she said about consumers feeling better. So with the usual caveats, like you just mentioned earlier about things that could go haywire, and there are plenty of those, I think this is a strong, stable trend, and we should feel okay about it.
All right, we come to consensus, finally, after 4 minutes and 27 seconds. Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville, Catherine Rampell from the New York Times. Have a good weekend, you guys.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kai.
All right, we'll see you.